Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're in the middle of the Shev Shmaitzah. Last time we learned Shmaitzah Aleph, Perek Aleph from the beginning. Now we're in the middle of Perek Aleph. Last time we discussed in great detail the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba about Safik Doraisa L'Chumra. We know that if you have a Safik Doraisa, you have to be Machmir. Question is this Chumra Midrabanan or Midoraisa? According to the Rambam, it's Midrabanan. Midoraisa, you can be Mekel in a case of Suffolk. And according to the Rashba, no. Suffolk, Doraisa, L'chumra is a Din Torah. Minatorah, you have to be Machmir. If you're not sure if a piece of meat is kosher, Minatorah, you have to be Machmir and not eat it. Not Midrabanan. So that's the Machlokas, Rambam, Rashba. Safik Doraisa L'chumra Midrabanan according to the Rambam. Safik Doraisa L'chumra is Midoraisa according to the Rashba. So now we're in the middle of Perek Aleph, starting V'hikshu L'harambam. Zok v'shmaitza v'hikshu L'harambam. Safik Mamza d'kasa v'achman ala teira. Kidi isa Perek Yud Yuchsin. V'kwa lamali. Kevan d'chol asveikos einu elam d'vrehem. The Mepharshim ask on the Rambam from the Gemara in Kedushin that learns from Psukim, that a Safik Mamzer is Mutter Lovo B'Kohol. If you're not sure if someone's a Mamzer, he's allowed to marry in. And this is difficult according to the Rambam, who holds that Min HaTorol Sveikas are Mutter. So why do we need a Pasuk for a Safik Mamzer? Even without a Pasuk, we would know that a Safik Mamzer is Mutter, like all other Sveikos that are Mutter Min HaTorah. So why do we need a Pasuk telling us that a Safik Mamzer is Mutter Min HaTorah? Even without the Pasuk, we would know according to the Rambam. V'amor arit tiret tichi shari rachman a Safik Mamzer l'gamri shariyo shiye b'saras v'adai v'lo b'saras Safik. The Ma'arit answers this kasha that even though a Safik Isser is normally Mutter Min HaTorah, nevertheless by Mamzer we needed a Pasuk to teach that a mamzer, a suffix mamzer, is different than all other sveikos. That other sveikos are not completely mutter b'toras vadai; they're only mutter b'toras suffix. After we're mater, we say this is mutter b'toras suffix. Since we're not sure, it's mutter. But a suffix mamzer is mutter b'toras vadai. When we say mutter, we mean mutter b'vadai. L'may nafgamina. V'nafgamina shiyem mutter b'vas Yisrael v'mamzeres b'vas achas afagav da b'itarti t'sas riyay in sham. V'nafgamina is going to be, what's the nafgamina between mutter mitoras safik and mutter mitoras vadai? That if the heter is mitoras vadai, then it'll be mutter to marry a mamzeres and a Yisraelis at the same time. You can marry a mamzeres and you can marry a Yisraelis, pure kosher girl. That's if he's mutter. That's what it means, that he's mutter mitoras vadai. That he can go both ways. But let's say he'd only be mutter mitoras safik, then he wouldn't be allowed to marry both of them. Why? Because mamanav shach, he's doing an avera. If, according to the MS, he's a mamzer, then he's aser b'yisraelis. And if, b'emes, he's a kosher, then he's aser b'mamzeres. So he'd only be a misafek, he'd be allowed to marry one of them. But not both of them, because then it would be tarati the sasri, it would be an inherent contradiction. The pasuk comes and teaches us, no, he's mutter mitoras vadai, meaning he can marry both the Yisraelis, he can marry mamzeres, he's definitely mutter, 100%. That's the pasuk comes when it talks about a safek mamzer, to be matir, to marry anybody mitoras vadai. V'kashe, frek the shmaitz on this Teretz of the Marit. Deim kein, Shrei kroi lamali. Chad l'mishra mamzer v'shtukis. V'chad l'mishra shtuki b'Yisrael ayin shem v'perek asar yuchsin. The Gemara there in Kedushin needs two psukim to teach us that a suffix mamzer is mutter. From one pasuk we learn that a shtuki, in other words, a Safik Mamzer is Mutter Babas Yisrael. And from another pasuk we learn that a Mamzer Vadai is Mutter. B'safek Yisraeli, B'safek Mamzeres, two psukim. One, that a Safek Mamzer is Mutter B'Vans Yisrael. And two, that a Mamzer Vadai is Mutter B'Safek Mamzeres. Those are the two psukim. So now the Shemaitze says, Doha Mechad Kua Nafgalei. You only need one pasuk. Why? Kevin de lahatir mamzer b'shtukis. Since in order to be matir, a mamzer, a vadai mamzer, to marry a safek mamzeres, o lahatir shtuki be Israel, or to allow a safek mamzer to marry a vadai Yisraelis, a vadai bas Israel. Kralot tzarech, the cholas vekes mutter. Elalatir bevas Yisrael, mamzeres bevas achas. You don't need a pasuk to be matir svekos. So a pasuk to be matir, a suffic mamzeres with a mamzer, or a suffic mamzer with a bas Yisrael, you don't need a pasuk for either of them. Why? Because in both cases you're dealing with a suffic, either a suffic mamzer, or a suffic mamzeres. You don't need a pasuk to be matir, a suffic mamzer, or a suffic mamzeres. Why? Because chol ha-svekas mutter. All svekas are mutter. So what do you need the pasuk for then? Ela la-hatiro bevas Yisrael uf mamzeres bevas achas. Only reason the pasuk is coming is to teach you that he's allowed to marry both at once. Both a bas Yisrael and a mamzeres at once. V'im kein mechad kor nafik le, tarti. V'shtayim zushaman. You'd be able to learn both from one pasuk. So it means, chadko nafukle, you learn both from one pasuk. You learn, all you need is one pasuk. Tarti, both of them come out. Vishtaim zushaman, and we hear too. In other words, if a suffix wasn't automatically mutter, so then you need a pasuk to teach us both ways. Both, that a suffik mamzer is mutter bevas Yisrael, and another pasuk to teach us that a mamzer in vadai is mutter besuffik mamzeres. Then you need two psukim. But now you don't need two psukim anymore. A suffik mamzeres is mutter bemamzer vadai. Why? You know that from svara. And the svara is that on suffik we go lekula. So what then do you need a pasuk for? You need a pasuk to tell us if we have a suffik mamzer, he's allowed to marry both a mamzeres and a Yisraelis. That's the only reason you need the pasuk, that he can marry them both at once. For that you only need one pasuk. One pasuk to establish him as a mamzer vadai and shalom al Yisrael. So what are you bringing me two psukim for to teach us things we don't even need to learn? One to be matir a suffik mamzer b'vas Yisrael, another to be matir a mamzer vadai the suffik mamzeres. You don't need two psukim for that, because again, mamzer vadai the suffik mamzeres is mutter anyway, because suffik you go lekula. What do you need the pasuk for? Not to teach you a suffik mamzer b'vas Yisrael, that you know on your own also, but to teach you that the suffik mamzer can marry not only a b'vas Yisrael, he can also marry a vadai mamzeres. You can go both ways. For that, you only need one pasuk. So what are we bringing two psukim for? In fact, we're bringing two psukim. It must be that we're not so, that midoraisa, we're not sure. And midoraisa, we go l'chumra, and therefore you need psukim to be matir. So therefore, this teretz of the Ma'arit to answer the Rambam, who holds that suffik doraisa, l'chumra, is only midorabana, but min haTorah, you can be mekil, Seems to be a weak teretz. Because if you can really be mekel min haTorah, like the Rambam says, then why didn't you two psukim for it? The whole teretz is that we're being matir, the mamzer v'vadai, then you don't need two psukim anymore, all you need is one. Uvechidushei p'nei Yoshua perakasar yufsan kasav liyashev, da'at kasav rachman olahatir safik mamzer, hainu afil hechadika rubili sura. The Pnei Yehoshua in Perek Asar Yuchsin is mitaritz the kasha differently. And his teretz is that even though kalatara kula, safek daraisa is mutter. Nevertheless, we need a pasuk to be matir a safek mamzer, to teach that even though there's ruba li isura, you don't go after the row. Rather, it's still called a safek mamzer, and he's allowed to marry in. He's allowed love of a kahal. That's what he writes. Hadikasa bachmana lahatir safek mamzer. That the Torah is matir safek mamzer. It's hainu da filu hechadika ruba li isura. Even if you have rov le iser, you don't go after the rov. He's still a suffix mamzer, and he's mutter lov l'bakal. So normally, minatari can be mekel and sveikos, but not if there's a rov. So here it's telling you that even though there's a rov, you are still matir, the suffix mamzer. Vehevi raya v'mashikos of a prach. Brings a raya from the pre-chadash. Simon kuf yod and klali sveik sveika. The itzur chamishri suffix mamzer afilu hecha dika chazaka. Kigon suffix gerish and dika cheskeseishas ish. What's his raya from? His raya is from the prach that he who writes that even though in kol haTorah kula a safek is going to be mutter, nevertheless we need a pasuk to teach us that a suffix mamzer is mutter, even when there's a cheskas iser. Nevertheless, it's called a suffix and it's mutter. What's the case of a cheskas iser? Like somebody who was born from a woman who had suffix gerushin. So you had Rachel, was married to Reuven. Reuven might have divorced her, he might not have. We have a suffix whether it was a good get. So she has a cheskas eishas ish. So you would think that now we're assuming that she's still married to Reuven. Wait a suffix in the Gerishin. What's the halacha, says the Pre-Chadash? The Pre-Chadash says, we don't go after her chazak and say that she's an Eish HaSeish and that the child is a mamzer. Rather, we say that the child is a suffix mamzer and is mutter lavo b'kahal. That's why you need the pasuk. You need the pasuk to tell you that even though there's a cheska sister, we can still go lekula. So in the same way, the imkain, zakta pnei Yoshua, hu adin hechadika ruba. The same would apply if there's ruba li surah. If you have a rove iser, you still don't go after the rove. If you have a rove telling you that this person is a mamzer, you don't go after the rove. And you assume that the child is mutter lavo b'kahal. So that's the Pnei Yoshua's limud from the words of the Pre-Chadash. The Pre-Chadash says that even though there's a cheskas iser, that this person's a mamzer, this person has a cheskas mamzer, nevertheless, if there's still a suffix involved, if we have some sort of suffix, the halacha is that we can go lekula. That's why you need the pasuk even against the chazaka. So in the same way, you're not mechalik between a rov and a chazaka. Even if you have a rov telling you that this child is a mamzer, nevertheless, you don't follow this rov and you go lekula. That's why you need the pasuk in the absence of the pasuk. We wouldn't know that. We would assume that just a regular suffix is mutter. But now where there's a chazaka or a rov against the suffix, Kamash from the pasuk that even though there's a suffix or a rov, that even though there's a chazak or a rov, nevertheless, as long as there's a suffix, we can go lekula, even against the suffix and the rov, and even against the rov and the chazaka. So that's the teretz of the Pnei Yoshua. So we saw two teretzim thus far. We saw the teretz of the Ma'arit, who says that the pasuk is needed. Normally, in Achinami, the Rambam would say suffix daraisa lechumras is only din derabbanan, and a Torah can be mekel. Why then do you need a pasuk by mamzer to be mekel? The answer is to tell you that he's mutter mitorah tzvad and not mitorah suffik, which would allow him to marry mamzeres and Israelis bevas achas. In the Pnei Yoshua's teret, and we rejected that because we said then for that you only need one pasuk, you don't need two. The Pnei Yoshua's teret, is different. He says that the pasuk is coming to teach you that even in a case where there's a rov telling you that the child's a mamzer, you don't follow the rov. As long as there's a suffix, you go le kula. And that's why you need the pasuk, because without the pasuk, you would say only if there's no rov, you go le kula. The pasuk is teaching even if there is a rov, you can go le kula. Zakt the shneitze ulam yistayt yechadik aruv avadai lots v'nuin ambasrei afilu besufek mamzer. He says, I'm sorry, Rabbi Pnei Yoshua, but I don't really like your teretz. Why? Because it's clear that even when there's a rov, we definitely follow the rov, even regarding a suffik mamzer. That was, if you have a suffik mamzer, and against the suffik, you have a chazaka, or a rov, you're not sure, but you have a chazaka saying that he is a mamzer, you have a rove saying that he is a mamzer, you're going to follow that rove. There is no question about it, you're going to assume that he is a mamzer. So the pasuk is not coming to tell you that even in a case of rove, we're going to be matir with suffik mamzer, because it's not true. In a case of rove, we are going to aser a suffik mamzer. And those are the facts, man. And I have a raya for you, says the Shmaitza. To the parakam of the chulin sham, there the Gemara asked, how do you know, famous Gemara, how do you know that you follow a rove? And the Gemara says, because if a person hits his mother or his father, particularly if a person hits his father, he's chayav misa. What's the raya? The raya is that if you follow a rove, if you don't follow the rove, how can you kill somebody? Maybe it's not his father. How do you know anybody is anybody else's father? You don't know for sure. But you assume rove bilo sachar abal. Assume that it was from the husband, even though you're not 100% certain. Nobody except for the wife knows whether or not this is whose child this is. But we assume that since the generally you can rove the ilos are done with, by the Baal, so memela, this child belongs to the father, not to another man. Even though we're not 100% certain you follow the rove, and therefore if he hits the person that we assume based on a rove to be his father, we can kill him. That's how you know you follow a rove. So we see that the only way you assume that someone is an Adam Kasher, that he's not a Mamzer, is Medin Rov. Harei Adam Achzik in Basar Avua, Eino Ala Mishum Rov or Mishum Chazaka. So that's all, it's only because of a Rov that we see that the person is his father's son, and therefore you can kill him. V'i name of the Rov of Chazaka Loi Mahani B'Safik Mamzer. So now the Shemaitza goes in for the kill, and he says that if the Pnei Oshu is right, that regarding the Isser of Mamzer, a robe and a chazaka aren't enough to consider it vadai. If you have a robe and a chazaka, if you have a suffix, even though there's a robe or chazaka, you don't follow the robe or chazaka, you go lekula. So if that's the case, every Jew is going to be a suffix Mamzer. Why? Because why do we assume that every Jew is kosher? It's only because of rov. And according to the Pnei Yoshua, that as far as mamzer goes, suffik mamzer goes, rov doesn't help us, so then we're all suffik mamzerim. You're right, you have a rov that your father is your mother's husband. But that's only a rov. Since according to Pnei Yoshua, in the context of mamzerus, we don't follow rovs, so then we're all suffik mamzerim. And if we're all suffik mamzerim, then everybody's allowed to marry Yisrael. Because we paskin, kahol vadai asarachmana, v'lo kahal suffik. Only, who's a mamzer now that I'm married? A mamzer is only not allowed to marry a vadai Yisrael. But a mamzer is allowed to marry a suffik mamzer. So if a mamzer is allowed to marry a suffik mamzer, there's no such mitzias as a mamzer being usher to marry anybody. Because you have somebody who's a vadai mamzer, and everybody else walking down the street is only a suffik mamzer, is a suffik mamzer. Because it's only a rove. And according to Bnei Yoshua, rove in the context of mamzerus is not enough. Just because you have a robe that is kosher doesn't make him a vade kosher. There's no kahal vade anymore. Everybody is a kahal safek. And if everybody is a kahal safek, that means that a mamzer is allowed to marry everybody. And we know that's not true. So it must then be not like the Pnei Yoshua, that really we do follow ropes. L'chein nire, de'eich ha'de'ika rubo chazaka zlinan basra. Therefore, concludes the Shmaitza, that as far as Suffolk Mamzer is concerned, we definitely go after the rove, and we definitely go after the chazaka. Like kol ha'Torah kula. If somebody has a cheskas kashrus, if somebody has a rove of kashrus, we follow his chazaka, we follow his rove, and we don't make him a suffolk. We don't say that just because we're talking about mamzer, and it's only a vada, it's only a rove, or only a chazaka, then you have to still assume that it's a suffolk. No. We're not, and we're mafir misafik. Not true. When it comes to mamzerim, if a mamzer, if there's a robe that he's a mamzer, if there is a chazaka that he's a mamzer, then the halacha is that we consider him vaday. If there's a robe that he's kosher, or a chazaka that he's kosher, we consider him vaday kosher. Not like the Pnei Yoshua holds. V'aprach nami loy mayri mei chazaka gemura. And the pre-chadash was not talking about a chazaka gemura. Now, it was according to the pre-chadash, the Pnei Yoshua wanted to use the pre-chadash as a riot. Because what does the pre-chadash say? That where there is a chazaka, that if there is a cheska seishas ishkas, there was a safek gerishin. Nevertheless, the product of the next union. In other words, after the suffolk gerushin, even though the kid is a suffolk mamzer, and his mother has a cheskas eishes ish with the first man, nevertheless, we're matir such a child. So that was his raya from the pre-chadosh. Zok de shmaitza to the Pnei Yoshua, you're misunderstanding the pre-chadosh. The pre-chadosh retnisht vegin a chazaka gemura. The pre-chadosh wasn't talking about a complete chazaka. That if there is a chazaka gemura, he's considered a mamzer vada. There's no question about it when you talk about a chazaka. A chazaka makes somebody a vadai. Elamayri v'safik geirushin be'ofen d'cheskas eishes ish isra. He's talking about a suffolk gerushin. And where there was a suffolk gerushin, what happened was, there was a maisa that was mevatel the chazaka. We just don't know if the maisa worked or not. And that is a reyesa in the chazaka. And since there's a reyesa in the chazaka, we can no longer follow the chazaka. And such a chazaka, the pre-chadosh explained, we need a pasuk to be matir a suffolk mamzer, because otherwise we would say that a suffolk mamzer is usur where there was a chazaka shahura. So again, the Pnei Yoshua brought a raya from the prach that when you talk about somebody who has a robe that he is a mamzer, that it's still together suffolk. That even though there's a robe that he's a mamzer, nevertheless, it's still a suffolk, and that's where the pasuk is coming to be matir, even in such a case, because a regular suffolk mamzer, you don't need a pasuk. Because suffolk doraisa is l'chumra, is l'kula min ha-Torah. But you need it for a case where there is a robe that he is a mamzer, nevertheless, the pasuk is matir. V'ha-raya, says the Pnei Yoshua, from the prach. Because the prach said that if you have someone who is a cheskas eishes ish, nevertheless, and now she's married to someone else. Nevertheless, the child is of this next union, is mutter. So you see that even though there is a cheskas eishes ish, the child of the next union is still only considered a suffolk mamzer. And therefore, the child is mutter, so just like we're matir chazak, we should also be matir rov. Says the Shmaitza, no. That case is not talking about a real shtar chazaka. When you have a rov, a vada, and a vada, if you have a rov that he's a mamzer, he's considered a vada and mamzer, like I proved to you from the Gemara in Chulin, and Afir Aleph on the Beis, that we follow rov, rov makes it a vada. And a chazaka also is a vada. And now you want to bring a raya from the pre-chadish. The pre-chadish was talking about where there was a reisa in the chazaka, where we had a maisa that was done to be mevatel the cheskes eishes ish, i.e. a maisa gerishin. The only thing is, there was a suffix, it was a good maisa gerishin or not. Ah, there is a reisa in the chazaka. Now you can say that he's still a suffix. And then the pasuk is telling you that in such a case, he's mutter. V'safik zeh asur min ha-Torah u'mishum de'ikba yisura. So in other words, the Shmaitza here is answering Akash. Since there's a reisa in the chazaka, and we don't follow the chazaka anymore because there was a reisa. Reisa means something happened to the chazaka. Something that happened that weakened the chazaka. So since the chazaka was weakened and we don't follow it, so then it's a regular case of suffix. And then nochamol, hajrinim lekamaisa, we go back to our original status of not needing a pasuk. Because the moment I tell you that it's a suffix again, that the chazaka is no longer good, and that now it's a suffix, so we have a cloud that when you have a suffix, you don't need a pasuk. Even without the pasuk, we would know that this suffix mamzer, whose mother once had a cheskes eishes ish, but now that chazaka was weakened, even without a pasuk, we would know that the child is mutter, like all other tzveikos. So what then does the prachin mean that we need a pasuk for? So explains the Shmaitza, no. That suffix d'oraisa is mutter, according to the Rambam, that's only in a case of lo ikba yisura. Lo ikba yisura means that we don't know for certain that there is an iser in front of us. For example, you have a chaticha, and this chaticha is suffix shame, shuman, suffix chelef. You have a fat of an animal. It's suffix shuman, it's kosher. Suffix chelev, it's unkosher. So that means that it is 50-50. You don't know. It could go both ways. It could be kosher or not kosher. There, the Rambam says that mi suffix, you go lekula. For that, you don't need a pasuk. But let's say it's ikba isura. What's my ikba isura? Ikba isura means that we definitely have an isur in front of us. For example, you have two chetichas. One piece is forbidden fats, chelev. Another piece is permitted fats, shuman. And we don't know which is permitted and which is forbidden. They got mixed up. Like the guys in Manhattan who play that three-card Monty. You know? You don't know where it went. You don't know where the card went. You don't know. Is it a mutter piece? By the way, don't play the game. I'm just giving you a good eitzah. Don't play with them. One time I played, and for a second, and it's a long story. It's a long story. Maybe, Ritz Hashem, next time you see me, you can ask me to tell you this story, but I don't want to lose our train of thought over here. So, you have Ikba Yisura. You have two pieces. You know that there's an Usur piece here. You know that one of these two is Usur. You just don't know which one it is. So, in Azat Fal, in such a case, the Rambam says that you go to Chumra Min HaTorah. The Rambam only says that Safik D'Oraisa is is lekula min haTorah when you don't have ikba yisura, you don't have a kavoisa here, you don't know is it kosher or not kosher. But when you know for a fact that something here isn't kosher, you just don't know which one it is. There, the Rambam says you go lechumah. So too explains the Shmaitza in our case, the gabei safek gerushin. Until now, she had a cheskas iser eishesish. You know that Rachel was married b'simen tov b'matzah tov to Reuven. However, Rachel and Reuven weren't exactly shavet b'shavet. They didn't really get along. So Reuven gave Rachel a get. What would be an example? So there's a suffix in the kashrus of the get. There's a suffix, let's say, One example, famous example, is he threw the get to her, and you don't know if he got it close enough. Is it within his arbamis, within her arbamis, safek karavla, safek karavla? You don't know. Anachnu lo yodim im hu gireish ota be'emet o lo. Anachnu mesupakim im hachazaka hitbatla. So this is considered chaticha achas mishte chatichos. An eishes ish is considered ikbei surah. And in such a case, the Rambam would say, Avada! You go l'chumah min ha-Torah. Avada. You know there was an Isser here. You know there was an eishes ish. Just like you know there's an unkosher piece of meat. You're just not sure if the chazakos was misbatel or not. In such a case, the Rambam says, min ha-Torah, you go l'chumah. And for that, the Pri Chodesh says, you need a pasuk to tell you that since there was a reis on the chazak, Enachinami, there was ikbay surah. But since now there's a reis on the chazak and Recheskes Eishesish, there the pasuk is telling us, you can go to kula. But don't tell me about robes. Rove makes it a vada. And now, the Shmaitz is going to bring a raya that Safi Gerishin is called Ikbei Surah. Why? Because you can say that it's not called Ikbei Surah. Ikbei Surah can mean that you might think that it only means when even now, B'shas HaSafi, when you have the Safi, it's Muchsaf that there's an Isser Vaday Lefaneinu. For example, you have two Chatichos. They got mixed in. And now they're both in front of you and you're not sure if you can eat this piece. It might be the Mutter piece or it might be the Usher piece. Maybe only there the Rambam said that your Minatorah you have to go l'chumra. And it's not only Midrabanan that you go l'chumra, but even Minatorah you go l'chumra, because there's a Vada Yisr l'faneinu. Masha'en ken, you're going to be Mechalik and say, Eishasish, you're right, in the past there was a Vada Eishasish, but now there isn't anymore. There's not Muchzik Vada Yisr l'faneinu. There's not a Vada Yisr in front of us, and Memela, that isn't included in the category of Ikbei Surah. But now he proves that even in the case of Sabbat Gerishin, it's still considered Ikbei Surah. What's the raya? Raya is a great raya. The Rambam asking is that you're chayv and asham talui. You're chayv to bring this asham that you bring. If you're not sure whether or not you're over and alive, you're chayv on chaticha achas mishtei chatichos. And also, on a woman who had a safek gerushin. And then, she went ahead and she was with someone else. So, the raya is, look, we're equating the two. When are you chayv in Hashem Talui? The Rambam says you're only chayv in Hashem Talui if there's a ikbei surah. Only where it's ikbei surah, the Rambam says you're chayv in Hashem Talui. From the fact that in the case of Safi Gerishin, the Rambam says that the woman is chayv in Hashem Talui. It must be that Safek Gerishin is called Ikbei Surah. That's why it's in the same category as Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichos. Just like Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichos, you're chayv in Hashem Tavli, because it's Ikbei Surah. So too, Safek Gerishin, where you're chayv in Hashem Tavli, also must be Ikbei Surah. And even though now, so we see that we don't have an Isser Vaday in front of us, because maybe this woman is really divorced. It's not an Isser Vaday Lefaneinu. Maybe she's really divorced and she's mutter to the second man. Nevertheless, she still has to bring an Ashem Talui, because maybe her Gerushin wasn't valid, and she's still married to the first man. So it must be that this is called a case of Ikbei Surah, otherwise she wouldn't have brought an Hashem Talis. You see, even where there's not Vade Yisr Lefaneinu, it's still called Ikbei Surah. Why? Because Ikbei Surah can either be Vade Yisr Lefaneinu, or it could be Vade that there was once an Isser, and we're not sure if there's still an Isser. So here, Vade once, she was an Eishes Ish, and now we're not sure if she's an Eishes Ish anymore. So in such a case, she has to bring an Hashem Talis. So you can be dochez raya. And you can say really it's only not called, it's not called Ikba Isur in the case of Safek Yerushin. And that but the Rambam paskins, that she's Asur and that she is to bring. And Hashem Talui, that's only because we're talking about a case where there was a Chazaka Gemura. Talking about a case where we're certain she has a Chazaka Gemura that she's an Eishes Ish. And the Chazaka, there was no Reyes in the Chazaka. There was no weakness in the Chazaka. That's why she brings an Hashem Talu. But the Rabbi, the Shemaitza says it can't be. Because if we're talking about a case where there was no Reyes in the Chazaka, then she brings a Chatas. She doesn't bring an Hashem Talu. She brings a Chatas. Because a woman who is a Cheskes Eishes Ish is considered an Eishes Ish L'chol Tvarah. There's no question about it. And then if she's with another man, she has to bring a carbon chattis. So Mimela, she was over on such a serious issue. We know that a woman who's with another, Bishogay, with someone not her husband, has to bring a carbon chattis. The moment she is a cheskes eishes ish, she has to bring a chattis. From the fact that she brings an Ashim Talui, it must be that there was a reyesa in her cheskas eishes ish. And the moment you say that when there's a reyesa in her cheskas eishes ish, she brings an Hashem talui, that means that that's talking about a case of ikba isura. Kum tachois. It emerges then for us that we have proven now quite clearly that, quite cogently, that a woman who has a cheskas eishes ish is considered a vada eishes ish. There's no question about it. The pri chadash who said that the child of a union of a woman who had a cheskas eishes ish and now is with someone else, this child was only considered a suffik mamzer because there was a suffik gerishin. And a suffik gerishin means that there is now a reyesa in the suffik, and only when there is a reyesa in the suffik, we can go lekula. And that's why we need the pasuk. Because without the pasuk, you would say that since originally it was ikba isura, because the Rambam holds that if it's ikba isura, even without a pasuk, we go lechumra. But since here is a case where it's ikba isura, and therefore you have to go l'chumra, not normally like the Rambam says, you go l'kula in a case of suffik. Here you're going l'chumra because it was ikba yisura. Come Ashmalan the pasuk, and tells us that even though it's ikba yisura, and therefore you should be going l'chumra, the pasuk says, no, here you can go l'kula. Here you can go l'kula. It's ikba yisura. But there is a reyesa now in this cheskas eishes ish. Without the reyesa, she's bringing a chattis. With the reyesa, there's a suffik gerishin, she's with someone else who brings an Hashem talui. Maybe she was over in an isur, maybe she wasn't. Because it's ikba isura. And therefore she has to bring an Hashem talui. But nevertheless, in such a case, even though it's ikba isura, and even though min haTorah we go l'chumra, nevertheless, in the case of the child, we're megil, and we say that he's only a suffik mamzer, and he's mutter. V'im kein shapir kasav haprach, demishkach ha-suffik mamzer mi-suffik gerushin. And therefore, what the prach said is correct. Now that we've proven that suffik gerushin is called ikbe sura, that's why the prach says that according to the Rambam, we need a pasuk to be matir a suffik mamzer that comes from a suffik gerushin. Because if not for the pasuk, we would have asked him love over kol, because it's considered ikba isura, and ikba isura, even according to the Rambam, in a case of suffik, we go l'chumra, and we say asr. So what then is, so that's why you need the pasuk. The pasuk, according to the prophet, is telling us that when there is a suffik gerushin, and therefore you should, because if ikba isura, you should be going l'chumra, kamashmani, you can go l'kula. But let's say there'd be a chazaka gemura, a cheskas eishes ish gemura, there even the prophet would agree that you go l'chumra. There's no room to be makil, there's no room for the pasuk to be matir such a suffik mamzer. It's not called a suffik mamzer. Where there's a cheskas eishes ish, we don't say, it's only a chazaka. No, that's vaday. And not like the Pnei Yoshua understood. Pnei Yoshua understood that the prechadish is being matir, a suffik mamzer. Even though there's a chazaka gemura, no, if there's a chazaka gemura, it's considered a vaday mamzer. And in the same way, of course, we say to the Pri Chodesh, you can't say that if there's a rov that he's a mamzer, the Pasuk is telling you, oh, cool, no, because the Pasuk is only talking about a suffik, and a rov makes the person a vada. We saw from the Gemara in Chulin. Okay. Then the Shemaitza answers a kasha from the Lashon of the Prach, you might ask, which we're not going to get into. And then he brings the Tosas in Ksubis, who says, Mufurish, Chav Beis Amid Beis. That suffik gerushin, even though there's a reisa in the chazaka, it's still called ikba isura, and there's an ashim talui, even though meikara, that because meikara, because originally she had a cheskas eishes ish. So Tayer Yidin, we're going to call it for today. Today is quite a bit to digest, as always. But basically what we had today is, we saw two terutzim. We saw the terutz of the Ma'arit and the terutz of the Pnei Yoshua. The kasha was, according to the Rambam, who holds that suffik deraisa min haTorah, you go lekula, why then do you need a pasuk to be matir suffik mamzer, even without a pasuk you be matir suffik mamzer? Ma'arit says to be matir him ba'ofen shel vadai, that he can switch it, he can marry both ways, he can marry both a vadai mamzeris and a vadai israelis. And we said that if that's the case, you only need one pasuk in the case of suffik mamzer. What do we need two for? So we rejected that teretz. And then we had the teretz of Pnei Yoshua saying that we're matir a suffik mamzer, even if there's a rov telling us he's a mamzer. And the raya is from the Pri Chadash, who says that if a woman has a cheskas eishes ish, that the Rambam says that we need the pasuk even where a woman has a cheskas eishes ish, that her child is, who might be a mamzer, is going to be mutter. So just like in the case of cheskas chazaka, we say that it's a suffik and the pasuk is being matir, so too in the case where there's a rov that the child is a mamzer, we're also going to be matir. And then we rejected that. We said, no, you're misunderstanding Reb Pnei Yoshua. If there's a rov is considered vadai. Don't tell me that if a child is a rov, that a child is a mamzer, we consider him a suffik mamzer and the kwez mati was suffik mamzer. No! If a child is a rov mamzer, the rov is a child is a mamzer, we follow the rov 100%. The child is considered a vadai mamzer. And you're right, from the pre-chadish is an araya. Because the pre-chadish was talking about a case where a woman had a cheskas eishes ish, but she lost it. Because there was a reis on the chazaka. So even though she once had originally had a cheskas eishes ish, and that makes it ikba isura, as we proved that originally having a vada eishes ish, even though now there's no vada anymore, but originally there was a vada eishes ish, that's considered ikba isura. Nevertheless, and therefore in the Rambam, in the case of ikba isura, the Rambam says, misafik, you go l'chumra, that's exactly what you need the pasuk for. That even though it was ikba isura, and you should go le chumra, according to the Rambam, but where there was a reisa in her cheskas eishes ish, in such an instance, the Rambam is telling us you can be matir the child. So a regular chazaka, if there's a regular cheskas eishes ish, there's nothing to talk about, says the Shmaitza. There, even the pre-chadash would say that the kid's considered a vadei mamzer. But where there is a reyes, a weakening in the cheskas eishes ish, there the Rambam says we need a pasuk because it's ikbei surah. We need a pasuk to be matir this child to make him only a suffik mamzer and mutter lavo bakal. And in the same way, a rov, if there's a rov is considered a vadai, and that would reject the Pnei Yoshua's teretz. So mitzvah Hashem, next time the Siyata Shemai will continue, and we'll bring another raya about Rov HaChazaka is considered a vadai and not, like the Pnei Yoshua wanted to say, only a suffix. Shalom, shalom, my sweetest, most beloved friends.